Croatia. On Edge by Vlatka Novak. When looking for an explanation for the combination of works by Anna Petrovic and Vladimir Freli, despite diametrically opposed approaches and artistic concepts, one finds a suitable starting point in the title of Anna Petrovic, On Edge. In both cases, the works are visually and content-wise on the edge, at a border, and want to get into something new. Anna Petrovic was born in 1985 in Bjelovar, Croatia. She graduated from the Academy of Arts Osijek in 2011, and since then she has been teaching at the same institution. In her series of works, Petrovic deals with the so-called halo effect. It is characterized by misjudgment or a distortion within mutual perception. The face that touches the edge belongs to the author. She suggests in her photo series that she's positioned exactly on the edge. It is clear to everyone that the line of trees, the meadow or the path on a photograph continue beyond the defined edge. This is the edge where the artist brings us, but we have to continue on our own. In this border area, everyone is responsible for themselves. This being limited is only due to our inability to grasp the idea of infinity. Let's ask ourselves, if we have the impression that a person who's walking around somewhere in the USA, Russia or Canada has more room than someone who is doing the same in Croatia, Luxembourg or Andorra. Vladimir Freli explores in his artworks the concepts of visualization. He is investigating the edges of digital and analog media as well as their communication. The end product is often an aesthetic side effect. Freli teaches photography, video and film at the Academy of Arts in Osijek. Since 2011, he has been a guest professor at the Academy of Arts Novi Sad, where he teaches contemporary art practice and methods of artistic research. In his work, the visual room is like a micro-level of Anna Petrovic's photography. The artist chose clean colors that of course aren't really clean. They are abstract, well-balanced areas that refer to a monochromatic depiction. The color patches stem from photographies. They are pictures of smaller areas of a physical pigmented analog color that cross the limits of realistic transformation by magnification and transition to a digital form. The photographs, that are much larger than the captured surface, show no resemblance anymore to the motif they originate from. The magnification creates new surfaces, which are actually gaps or interspaces. In this case, crossing the edge lies not in the fact that we are unfamiliar with the artistic concept. Vladimir Freli is leading us along this edge in a way that it is only at the first curve that we realize that we are in a kind of boomerang.